Relay News via remote, I'm Laurel Moonman. Lebanese citizens are cleaning up the mess of an explosion that destroyed a Beirut port, killing dozens and wounding thousands. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut yesterday. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast, which many blame on government negligence. Meantime, the world sends support and aid. On Thursday, Cyprus, a neighboring island where many felt the blast, sent doctors. Italy, Jordan, and China sent medical personnel and equipment, and the United Nations announced that it was releasing millions of dollars to aid Beirut's hospitals, three of which were destroyed by the explosion. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, that's the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok, as well as the owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The order comes as the Trump administration says it's stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. A former top Saudi intelligence official says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent an assassination team to murder him just days after journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by members of the same group in 2018. Dr. Saad Ajabri says he fell out of favor with the Crown Prince and fled the country in 2017. In a legal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., he claims the Crown Prince continued to threaten him while he was living in Canada and that his son was warned by FBI agents that Saudi operatives were trying to kill him. Bail for the leader of a Mexican megachurch nearly doubled to $90 million after prosecutors expanded charges against him, including child rape and possession of child pornography. This is VOA News. India, the country hardest hit in Asia by the coronavirus pandemic, reported on Friday a record daily jump in infections, taking its total of number of cases to over 2 million. It's the third nation to pass that unwanted milestone, lagging behind only the United States and Brazil. Experts say the epidemic in India is likely to be months away from hitting its peak, putting more strain on an already overburdened healthcare system. U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign lost its bid to add a fourth debate with Democratic challenger Joe Biden in early September. In rejecting the request, the Commission on Presidential Debates said it remains committed to the current schedule of three 90-minute debates beginning in late September. Trump, a Republican, is trailing Biden in most national opinion polls. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to provide food and shelter for hundreds of families who lost their homes in floods triggered by heavy rains, state news media KCNA reported on Friday. Consecutive days of torrential rain inundated over 730 single-story houses and a vast rice field northwest of the capital, Pyongyang. KCNA said the floods destroyed 179 houses, but did not report any casualties. And a Moscow court Thursday sentenced three young activists to long jail terms for plotting to overthrow President Vladimir Putin in a case that has sparked protests and allegations of police overreach. Group supporters say the case was fabricated by the FSB security service and that agents infiltrated the group and financed operations. Much of Sudan is in recovery mode after torrential rains caused widespread flooding and landslides, killing at least 10 and damaging or destroying more than 3,000 homes. Almost two dozen schools and several mosques were also destroyed. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan says over 50,000 people have been affected by the severe flooding in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The UN Refugee Agency says a boat carrying about 40 migrants sank off the coast of Mauritania, leaving one survivor. The UN says the sole survivor is from Guinea and that the others on board were also from sub-Saharan African countries. The vessel was apparently headed for the Canary Islands. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to provide food and shelter for hundreds of families who lost their homes in those floods triggered by heavy rains, state news media KCNA reported on Friday. Consecutive days of torrential rains inundated 730 single-story houses and a vast rice field near the capital of Pyongyang. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Blumen in Washington.